Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Miss Worth It Speaks and Miss Get Up.
It is
a delight to be here today. Hey, Miss Get Up, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, everybody.
Hello, everyone, all of our listeners, and even afterwards, if you're listening to this recording, we want to say hello, and we hope that you enjoy the show. So today, our topic is putting down the cell phone. Miss Worth It and Miss Get Up, we're discussing today how cell phones have blocked communication between parents and children. And so to kick it off, Ms. Get Up, I have been somewhat appalled over especially the past like 4 or 5 months being around young parents. And when I say young, I don't mean teenagers, but I'm just saying young adult parents and their children and the behavior they're having with the cell phone. For example, there was a young lady, and I talking to her, and her daughter was trying to interject and speak with her. However, the whole time she was talking to me, her head was down in the cell phone, just saying, and, you know, until finally I told her, I said, you know what, this discussion is over, this conversation is over because you're not paying me no mind. Oh, yeah, I was just trying something. And then the child is still standing there waiting to get her mother's attention. And so when she finally did, was able to say something, she still was looking, and I mean literally everyone, looking down at her phone. And so this stems something in me that, you know, I feel is a topic of discussion. And listeners, if you are listening right now, I wish that you would please call in at 516-595-8103 and tell us your thoughts, your opinions on how the cell phone is blocking communication between parents and children. What's your thoughts on it, Ms. Get Up?
Well, actually, I was just reading an article the other day in Parenting Magazine about kids feeling unimportant to cell phone addicted parents. They did a survey of kids ages 8 to 13 in the United States, Brazil, Canada, France, and a couple of other countries, and they said that they feel like they're unimportant when their moms and dads are distracted by their phones. They're trying to talk to them, just like you said, and they're on the phone. Tell them what happened at school, they're on the phone.
Wow. That's just
on
crazy,
Facebook.
Ms. Get Up. That's just crazy, and you're right. They're on social media, or they're texting to someone, or they're on, you know, Snapchat. And don't get me wrong, we are affiliated with these same social media outlets. But however, when I'm talking to someone, unless I'm Googling something for someone, I try not to just be giving my attention to my cell phone, my text messages, or to social media while I'm encountering a conversation with someone, especially your children. Now, I have a granddaughter that I'm around pretty much every day over the past couple of months. And when this child wants to talk, she wants your undivided attention. And I agree, Ms. Get Up, if I was a child, I'm an adult. And when I have been out with some people and they're on their cell phones while we're supposed to be communicating, and I'm just like, you know what, I'm done. I'm done having a conversation with someone who's going to talk to me while they're looking at their cell phone. It's disrespectful. It's impersonable. Oh, my God, it is so impersonable. And parents, are you listening? Do you hear your children? You can't even possibly say you know exactly what they're talking about when you're not looking at them. You don't know when your child is telling you about something that went wrong at school, but you're in the cell phone, the reaction and the expressions when they're telling you about it. Because their facial expressions, it means so much. And you can look at them, Ms. Get Up, and tell whether this was really painful to them or if it was just, you know, a joke or something, you know, to throw by. However, parents, you really have to start paying attention. And we're just talking about cell phone interrupting the communication of you and your children. We could take this so many places, and we are going to take this in so many other areas. But it is important that you recognize that that cell phone is not your number one priority. I mean,
exactly. Literally.
It's just too
exactly. Much.
I almost wish that we would go back to the house phone. And that way,
yes. You
know, you can't do nothing till you get back to the house. I mean, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Ghetto?
Exactly. And you know what you were saying about when you're talking to your children and you have your phone in your hand, you're looking at the phone, communication, body language, and facial expression is over half of communication. So you're totally missing what's going on if you're only hearing and not looking.
Exactly, exactly. And these cell phones are really interrupting a lot of things, not just the communication with your children, but it's interrupting just communication, period. It is so disrespectful when a person is speaking to you and are talking to you and trying to engage in conversation with you, but you're caught up on your cell phone. Have you ran into any experience with that firsthand, Ms. Get Up?
Oh, I have. I definitely have. And at one point in time, I thought my job had convinced me that I made big money and I needed to answer the phone and text and stuff back and forth when I'd be on vacation from work and stuff and just get the phone. And then my friend told me, you don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You on vacation. You need to stop and tell them you're on vacation. You'll handle it when you get back. Because the workplace will get you with that phone too.
Exactly. They will. They definitely will. And that's a part of it, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the cell phone has now created where you have business people, corporate America people who take work home with them. So that's already an interruption between you and your children, okay? Because now you're telling them, hold on, let me just finish this paper. Just get this work done, and then I'm going to get with you. You're bringing the work home with you. So now, listeners, since cell phones are in place, not only are business people and parents and everyone caught up on the phone of distraction with communicating with your children, as the topic says, but now you are bringing the work home, which is adding to the interruption. So you got these corporate America or business people, like you said, Ms. Get Up, answering their phone for their jobs when they're at home at dinner, or their kids are trying to tell them about their day, or they should be helping their children with homework, but yet they got their eyes in their cell phone. And so it's becoming an epidemic. And like you said, it's happening in Brazil. And I mean, your survey talked about Brazil as well as the United States and other countries where kids are saying they feel unimportant to their parents because their parents are always on the cell phone, texting, social media, whatever. We have to realize that in this day and time, our children need our attention more than anything else. And I remember back in the day when you had to come home from school, your parents or a parent, whoever was there waiting on you, wanted to hear your day. They asked you, and they gave you their undivided attention. What's going on that social media and texting and keeping up with everybody else is more important than really finding out what's going on with your child?
It seems horrible. It's horrible. And you know what, Ms. Worth It? That is one thing that I still do when my daughter comes home from school. How was your day? What happened at school? I want to hear all about what happened, who said something crazy, what you had at lunch, what somebody's shoes were, you know, whatever she wants to tell me about her day.
Exactly.
That's important because I want her to know you're important to me, I love you, and what happened during your day is important to me.
And you're developing. Right. And you're establishing a personal relationship with her that's going to go on. She's going to remember that my mother always took time to find out about my day throughout high school. She had conversation with me, and she didn't have her head in the phone while she was talking to me. Because, you know, when someone is talking to me, I'm having a conversation, but they're steady on their phone, I'm so freaking disgusted. And I've made a vow now that I'm just not talking to people like that anymore. If you're going to talk to me, look at me. If you're going to be on your cell phone, then I'll wait till you get off your cell phone, and then you can talk to me. But it is so, so horrible that it aches my heart when I see parents just, I mean, head in the phone. And you know what else, Ms. Get Up?
What?
That is probably why we have so many people having neck and back issues.
It is. You're absolutely right. I saw it on the news. I don't remember what it's called, but if you're listening, any listeners, and you know what it's called, it's a condition with your neck from holding your head down looking at your phone. It was on the news not too long ago.
I mean,
people are
seriously
developing neck issues.
And I believe
issues.
That. And neck issues. Because your head is down. But I mean, just I can hardly talk. I am so sorry, listeners. I can hardly speak because I'm thinking about another situation where I was talking to, but I was in the presence of another mother, and I'm not saying it's just females who do this because there are men who do this as well. But I was in the presence of a mother, and she had her head down, texting while her daughter and her son was trying to talk to her. I mean, just constantly on the phone while the kids are talking to you. So I'm so freaking disgusted by this because it is important that we, with all the tragedies that are going on in today's society, especially involving our young people, we don't have time to not listen to our children. And we need to be healthy to continue this race with our children. And so I looked it up, Miss Get Up. It's I was trying to see the text neck. They call it text neck. Is smartphone use causing your neck pain? And it is. Typically, incidents of neck pain increases with age. But today, they're seeing and treating more patients, younger patients, who never reported neck pain before because they're constantly holding their head down looking at their phone. I had to pull that up. I had to pull it up. And so you're creating a medical issue that's going to affect your relationship because when your neck and back hurting, and I'm a witness to it, and mine doesn't come from cell phone. Mine come from being in an accident. Excuse me. When my neck or my back is hurting me, I really don't want to talk to nobody. Okay, so now you're a parent with children under the age, you know, preferably of 16, because at 16, they probably don't want to talk to you no way, but you should be engaging in conversation with them anyway. But with these young kids, and you're on the phone, and now your head and your neck hurting, and now you say, what? You know, frustrated with the kids. Well, you're the person they should be frustrated with. Put the phone down, parents.
Exactly.
Put the phone down. Give your phone a rest. And when do they put their phone down? Oh, my goodness, Miss Get Up.
I don't know when they put their phone down. You know what? Never mind. But that was going to go left.
Close.
But
talk about it, girl.
Somebody needs, when you with your boo, you putting your phone down. I will hope so anyway.
Well, girl, I don't know today because I
see him undivided attention.
Miss Get Up, I done been in a restaurant and I see a couple together and they sitting and they talking and then they down with their head and it's really bad. It's really bad. And like I said, I almost wish that we can go back to house phones only because then we can have time. Then kids can get your undivided attention. And then, you know, when you're out, you don't have to worry about when you're hanging out with your boo or your friend, the phone ringing, or really you texting back and forth. You have to wait till you get home to make those phone calls.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I agree with you. I mean, it's, and another thing, Ms. Worthit, regarding, you know, parents and not, because you're not paying your children any attention. So they feel unimportant, like the article said. And when you feel unimportant and you feel bad and it affects your self-esteem, then you go find attention in other places where you shouldn't be. And that causes another whole entire issue that we can do a whole other show about.
Exactly. No, and we're going to talk about it. But we're going to talk about it right now. You're not giving
exactly.
them the attention because you're on your cell phone. You're texting and you're on social media and you're Snapchatting a picture of yourself all freaking day as if you, you know, God's gift to the earth. And some of us not even that cute to be doing that all day. And I'm not just talking about your outward looks. I'm talking about your personality and your character. All that pumped together, some of us should not even be clicking a picture because we got a bad attitude, we got a bad personality, bad character, and then we don't even look all that great anymore. So you're doing all this, you know, with your phone while your child trying to talk to you, and just like Ms. Getup said, if I can't get attention from you, I'm going to get it somewhere. And that's throughout together. That's why you have men, their wife don't have time for them. Guess what? The lady at the job or the grocery store, she's saying sweet nothings. That's a nice shirt. You sure look good today. So guess what? He's trying to get, he going to pull, he going to gravitate to that because that's attention. He just want a little bit of attention, but you can't give it to him. Brothers, that's what happened to your women. You're not giving them attention. You just come in, hey, how you doing? You don't tell them they're beautiful anymore. You don't bring a flower. You don't even bring a piece of mint to say, here, baby, just start this. It's something. So guess what? The guy on the job or the guy at the church, he's talking about how good she looks, and that's something to make her smile about. So we want attention, okay? So
exactly.
How do you think your child, Ms. Getup, does not want the attention of the person or persons who's supposed to love them with all of their might? God gives us all of his attention, but yet we can't give our children our attention. So guess what? Now I'm a 13-year-old girl who want my mom and my dad to pay attention to me, but because they're texting and talking on social media, now I'm looking for attention in all the wrong places. The boy at school, he's talking about it, and he's a little bit older, and he's giving me some attention. He's talking about how cute I look, how my pants fit on me. And then you want to be mad when you didn't find out that your child hanging out with the wrong person or sexually involved early on. We have enough problems with that. And now
exactly.
cell phones and your participation 24/7, I don't even know how they sleep at night, 24/7 with the cell phone and the social media activity, now that is causing even more problems with your children. And we're just bringing this up because this is something we need to be cognizant of. We have some of you, you're not even aware how much attention you're not giving your child, but how much attention you're giving your cell phone and social media. Like, I'm not badgering you, but I'm telling you, our kids are crying out. And when we see something, we need to correct it. And so we're talking out, we're speaking out to you all parents. Please, stop. First, we talked last year about how driving and texting, we have lost so many people because in accidents because of people with their phone. And it's still, people still haven't learned. You know, Ms. Getup, it's funny because we don't think nothing can happen to us until it happens.
Yeah, and you know what? One of my oldest daughter's high school classmates, she was killed the other day driving home. And a car crossed the center line. They don't know if the person was texting or if they were drunk. But she's gone, 21 years old. She was driving home. You know, and it could have been from texting.
Wow. Yeah, and, you know, I know a young lady who was involved in an accident because of that. So we have that issue. Now we're taking it inside our home. where we're drawn to the phone so much that we have to be on it all day. We have to see it. It's so bad on our jobs. You know, my niece, and this is so crazy, my niece showed me a video where she was going to the bank, and the lady was, no, this one was different. This one was the one who the lady was chewing gum. But it was someone else showed me, they were in the store, and they were, trying to get service, and the person told them to hold on a minute and finish their text and then begin to assist them. Now, when I'm in the store and I'm on the phone as I walk into the store, you know, Ms. Getta, when I get to the counter, what do I say?
I got to go. I'm at the counter.
I call you back. I get off my phone.
I get that. Yeah. Now, and they have signs, too, a lot of places.
Right. And you know what? I do it more so because one time I was trying to text some information and the person was not going to wait on me. And I said, and you got every right. Let me step aside. I'm actually trying to get the information that I needed. But more so, I'm real cognizant of it because it's disrespectful. And so when this person was telling me about this incident, right after I had the opportunity to encounter the same thing at a rental car place. I'm trying to rent the car, and this boy was texting on his phone, baby. He wasn't trying to hide it. And then he's talking to me, well, yeah, you got to get a deposit. You have to leave a deposit if you use your debit card. I said, no, I'm using a major credit card. Oh, yeah, we still hold. I said, well, what's the purpose of using a major credit card? And he texting, girl, he looking down, and then when he finished, then he was like, oh, what you said?
You hear me? Indeed.
Listeners, it's affecting our life, and that's why we have bad relationships even the more. I'm not saying that's the only reason. Even the more continue this because it is hurting our society. Ms. Getup just gave you in the beginning the surveys in different countries where children are saying they feel unimportant. So now you have a child committing suicide because they felt unimportant. Now you have a young girl having sex because she feels unimportant. Now you have a young man and got involved in a gang because he feels important. His dad don't take up no time with him. His dad is on his cell phone. His mom is on his cell phone. We have to do better. And we're just putting, and when I say we, I'm talking about all of us. So when you're with someone, you don't have to badger them about what they're doing to their children. But guess what? If you're talking to someone, make sure you're giving them your undivided attention. If they are on their cell phone, tell them, well, when you're finished with your text, then we can talk. And just don't say nothing. If we all start doing that to each other, we'll start to change and give more attention to the person in front of us. Ms. Getup, you
exactly.
Have any closing remarks?
Oh, exactly. And I was just going to say that, you know, you have to be present in the moment sometimes. We're always running around, running here and there and doing this and doing that. You know, when you're with your friends, when you're with your kids, when you're with your husband, wife, with your boo, when was the last time you were actually present and not doing anything, just being with that person? Because you know what? Kids remember stuff. People remember. They will tell you in a minute, you weren't paying attention to me because all you were doing was on Instagram the whole time we were on a date. What? And you don't even know.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're right, Ms. Getta. You are so right. And I love that. I love that. When was the last time you was in the present? And, you know, I can honestly say me and Ms. Getta hung out for Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And shout out to the Big Easy, New Orleans, Mardi Gras 2016 was a blast. We had a great time. And most of the parades, I took my granddaughter. You know, if we would have been constantly texting and caught up on social media, we wouldn't have been able to maintain watching this child amongst all these thousands of people that were out there. Hundreds of thousands of people. And,
yes.
We took some pictures to post, but those were quick pictures. You post them, and we caught so much of stuff. There would be no way we was able to be on social media texting with all of the stuff we caught. And we were involved in the present. We spent time together. We enjoyed Mardi Gras together. Now, does that mean we didn't ever get on our phone? No, we're not saying that. But when we needed to have a conversation, we had a conversation with each other, not with our cell phones in our face and not looking at the other person. When we brought Dariah, Miss Little Worth It, to the parade, we gave her our attention. We didn't just pay attention to our cell phones. And so, you know, parents, mom, dad, aunts, uncles, grandparents, anyone, please think about the importance of being in the present with another person. Think about giving another person your undivided attention. And parents,
and
to be honest, if you, yes.
I was just going to say, you might want to tell the listeners what the news said in New Orleans while Mardi Gras was going on about the phone.
You tell them. You brought it up.
Okay. So, watching the news, and they have this, EMTs and, you know, safety officials want to remind you to please put your phone down during the parades because people were getting hit with beads and toys and cups and having concussions because they were on their phone instead of watching what was going on.
Exactly.
And being present. I'll let the medical
care
with busted lips and stuff.
Come on now, because you had your head down. You didn't even see what was being thrown. And they weren't trying, I mean, you know, somebody may have threw it at you, but they were throwing beads for people. And those beads sometimes can, well, not sometimes, they all the time, they hurt, especially if they throw them hard. So many people were going, you know, because of that. So you got to pay attention. You know, you have to pay attention. So, you know, parents, I want to leave you with this. Husband and wife, one of the biggest arguments back in the day was my husband is not paying attention to me, and that's why we get into it. When I'm trying to talk to him, he's not paying attention to me. He's not listening. And you'll tell people, yeah, I hear you, but really, are you listening? So if you think back to those times when you're having a discussion with your husband or your boyfriend or your mate or whatever, and it aggravates you that when you're trying to get something across to them that he is not really paying or she's not paying attention to you, how do you think your child feels when you're holding the phone with your head down while you're talking to them or supposed to be talking to them or supposed to? Just let them know, I want your undivided attention. And if we would all do that, then we will give our children what they so rightfully deserve, and that is your attention. That's my closing remarks. Ms. Getta, your closing remarks?
I just want to remind everybody to be present in the moment sometimes because you never know when you're going to get, you're not going to get that moment back. So just be present in the moment. And I want everybody to go to MissWorthIt.com and check out her website. And we will talk to you later.
Yes. Please check out www.MissWorthIt.com and check out my book, The Darkness of the Aftermath Transformed to Light. If you haven't got your copy, please do so because it will not only bless you from the loss of a death, but it'll bless you from the loss of a relationship. And if you don't give these children your attention, that's what you're going to have. It has been great. Thank you so much, Ms. Getta, for joining me. And we hope that
you
will join us on Thursday with our next topic, which shall be a surprise. So if you're listening to this recording, we'll see you on Thursday. It's been great, Ms. Getta and Ms. Worth It with Ms. Worth It Speaks. You have a good night.
Good night.
You asked me, did I have one? Wait. Yes, I do. No.